obviously this is just your first year here, but I mean, the Patriots do a good job with a lot of the alumni, a lot of the guys are around. You know, they're involved in the team, they're on TV and radio and stuff, and there's a lot of comparisons made to, you know, the yesteryear, just a few years ago, all the success they had to sometimes your team, you know, now, even though you haven't been around here the last couple of years. Is it, you know, do you hear those comparisons at all? Is that, I mean, you obviously know how successful these guys have been.
Yeah, I mean, everyone knows how successful, you know, the Patriots been, we've been historically. I don't really know much of the comparisons because, you know, I haven't, you know, been around for that, but, yeah. I mean, you know, it's a great organization to be a part of, you know.
Do you feel at all amongst your teammates here about wanting to kind of forge a new, you know, your own Patriot, you know, championship identity that, you know, the Bruce Knees and all those guys did a few years back?
Yeah, well, I mean, this year it's different than any other year. I mean, you know, it is our own identity. It's our own team. I mean, what was done in the past is, you know, in the past, and, you know, all those guys that, you know, played before us, you know, we definitely, you know, pay homage and, you know, give our respect to them and everything that they've done. But, you know, it's our time to do it, you know, and it's the opportunities in front of us, and it's all about seizing the opportunity, you know. Playing the AFC Championship doesn't come, you know, often. You know, I mean, I'm lucky to be been playing it a couple times now, but it doesn't come often. You have to understand that. And it's about seizing the opportunity ahead and executing and playing great team football. Shout out to my man Tracy White.
Big shout out.
I got you.
Is it harder for your friends and family not to get caught up in being one game away from the Super Bowl, you know, than you guys? Are they more apt to talk to you about it? Like, hey, look how close you are. You know, we're going to go to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I mean, you know, of course, family, friends, fans, everyone's excited about it. But, you know, right now we just got tunnel vision. Our number one goal is beating Baltimore Ravens, and that's where our focus is. You know, everything else after that will come, you know, after we do our job. But we're focused solely on playing our best game and executing and winning this football game.
This may surprise you, but Rex predicted the Ravens win.
Who cares?
Is there anything that you can say to some of these younger guys who may not have the experience in AFC Championship games like you, just to kind of calm them down a little bit?
I just, you know, tell them to enjoy it. You know, just really enjoy it. I mean, lean on each other, you know, focus, and, you know, just play the way you're capable of. It's, you know, it's nothing that you can sit there and say, oh, you know, I'm going to do something extraordinary. I mean, you know, play comes your way, you make it. You know, otherwise you just do your job and play as a team, and that's what we're going to do, is, you know, just execute and play our best football.
You've been here for a year now. Why is this a special place to play football?
You know, because we prepare. I mean, prepare harder than, you know, any other place that, you know, I've played. And, you know, it definitely gets you focused in on your opponent and knowing them and understanding, you know, their strengths and, you know, how they want to attack you. So, you know, that's what, you know, we're keyed in on this week. And, you know, really, execution is everything. Team that executes the best, you know, will win on Sunday.